An anti-vaping summit is planned this week in Honolulu. It comes as 1,300 e-cigarette users around the country have developed a mysterious lung illness. The Hawaii Public Health Institute scheduled its annual tobacco conference before the nationwide outbreak of lung illness associated with e-cigarette use. Since then, 26 deaths and 1,300 cases have been confirmed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Seven states have moved to restrict or ban the sale of vaping products. Jessica Yamauchi, director of the Hawaii Public Health Institute, says this week's summit will focus on other tobacco and vaping issues, but they will provide an update on the lung illness investigation.
Although most of them happen linked to some THC. We also know that there are ones that contain just nicotine, but at this time, there is not one definitive cause. So we hope that this significant awareness that is occurring now will really help lead to some regulation around the industry at both a federal and a state level.
The CDC is recommending e-cigarette users avoid vaping products with either nicotine or THC. Industry advocates maintain the lung illness originates with black market products rather than legitimate ones. The Hawaii Public Health Institute is pushing for a statewide ban on all flavored vaping products, on top of additional taxes and sales restrictions. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.